Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Welcome back, everyone. Mike Cost, along with Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, and on the phone with us now, Saints tight ends coach in his second year, Clancy Brown. How you doing tonight, Coach?
I'm doing great. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on your show tonight. I appreciate that.
We appreciate it as well. I guess just initially, before we kind of get into it, give me a sense of just the tight end responsibility, role, whatever, however you want to say it, in the Clint Kubiak offense. I guess just give me a sense of what that is.
Well, you know, if you go way back in the way back machine, you look at Shannon Sharp, who was in the same type of offense, but he was a different kind of a hybrid tight end. So he was used much differently than, say, maybe, you know, today's tight ends are. You know, I've been in this system before in my coaching careers with Gary Kubiak, obviously back in Denver. I've been in this system before when I was in Atlanta with guys from the same system. So, you know, when I had Algie Crumpler playing for me back then. And so, you know, the game is evolving, and you know, the offense does as well. So a lot of it kind of goes into how does the game play itself out. You know, you look at the first 2 weeks we had, we were rushing the ball essentially at will, and a lot of those were strong side runs going behind the tight end tackle combinations or the tight end fullback combinations. Oftentimes it'd be two tight ends out there doing it, and then other times it'd be going, you know, to the weak side where we had the all important backside cutoff, because we know in this type of a stretch zone system, when that ball cuts back, it's usually cutting back on about what originally was the backside C gap. So that's a lot of where it starts. Obviously, I don't want to say it's a run first offense, but it's certainly an offense that sets up everything or most everything through the run. So you can get the play action chunks, and you get the bootlegs of the nakeds and that type of thing. So the run game is very essential to the overall success of this offense, and the tight end role is certainly very, very big and prominent in that regard.
Now, Coach Brown, speaking of the tight end's role, and I know Derek Carr has utilized the tight end in the past, and perfect example, this game, you look how Jalen Hurts was able to utilize Goddard. I mean, 11 targets, I should say, 10 receptions. And look, Foster Morrow, who we consider maybe all-around tight end, not just a pass receiving tight end. He had 2 targets, the 1 catch for a couple of yards. But Juwan Johnson, he's a big target. Why wasn't Juwan more involved? Considering that, you know, wide receiver who's come to play the tight end position, and you might ask him at times, is blocking, needs to improve on that. But explain to the fans why he's not more involved in the passing game.
Well, there's a lot of things that kind of go into that equation. One is Juwan is coming off of off-season foot surgery, which we had no idea, and he didn't even know that he even had anything wrong with his foot. It was kind of bugging him a little bit during OTAs and during the vet minicamp. And when we broke vet minicamp, he goes and has an x-ray and realizes that he has to have surgery. So he spends his entire vacation, if you will, the latter part of June, all of July, and all of training camp trying to rehab that foot just so he can get back on the field. And he, to his credit, he rushed it and did everything he could. He never even put on a helmet until the Wednesday before the opening game of the season. And so, you know, there was a guy that hadn't had a whole lot of time on task. And so to ask him to jump in there and get, you know, 45, 50 snaps a game, that wouldn't have been very smart on our part. So a lot of it has been kind of ramping him up and getting him back up to speed to where he can have a bigger role in the offense. And so we kind of had him on a pitch count, I guess you would say, early on in the year, where, hey, let's get him, you know, 20 reps in this game. Let's get him up to 30 reps the next game and get him back up to speed. Because the last thing we want to do is to throw him out there and give him the entire workload, and he has 55 snaps a game, and then he's injured again, and that type of thing. So obviously we're trying to be very smart with him. And then as you know, especially Bobby, with your years of playing, and of course Mike's been around football, you've been calling games for a number of years. Sometimes the game plan, for example, when you lose a center that's as prominent and as he's a Pro Bowl caliber center like we have in our center with Eric McCoy, sometimes the game plan kind of changes without prior warning. And so now we're asked to, hey, you know, because of this, and now they're starting to run pressure inside and maybe games inside and things of that nature. So we're going to have to all of a sudden change the entire game plan. Let's get into more of a slide protection and some of the route concepts where we thought we might have a tight end maybe running down the middle of the field and trying to get those matchups. Now we have to, just to play smart offensive football, might have to go into more six-man or even seven-man protection so we can slide the front. And we're not lacking for weapons outside by any stretch. You know, with obviously number 22 and number 12 out there running around, they're having great seasons. And then you also factor in AK, who is fun to watch when he's got the ball in his hands, whether he's catching it or running it. And so, you know, oftentimes, you know, we're the ones that get caught up in that. Hey, we gotta you know, kind of pick up the slack in certain areas just so we can try to execute the game plan. And that happens with every team at some point throughout the year. And just so happened that this past weekend was that point in the year for us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
You know, Coach Barone, like you're saying, you can be finesse and all that, but when we talk about in the trenches, I think we got humbled. There's nothing wrong with getting humbled because, you know, we pride in ourselves to being able to run the football. For instance, they had 172 yards on 25 carries, basically a 7-yard average, and we only had 89, 3.1 average on 29 carries. So when you look at that, and you could go across the board, whether McCoy was in there or not, and you're in that tight end meeting room, and, you know, players, it's the National Football League, you will be humbled. And they were teammates a short time, but Zach Bond, he jacked Foster Moreau up. I mean, when y'all watching the film, do you hurry up and speed up the film? So, or do you acknowledge, like, Foster, do you know what just happened? Or do you challenge him? How do you break that down? Because that's for everybody to see. And football is an aggressive, violent sport. But that's something I know next time I'm not going to let that happen. I'm going to be doing the laying out.
Yeah, exactly right. That's something that, we have to make corrections no matter what. And whether you win the game by 30 points or lose it by 30 points, you have to make the corrections. Like I was taught at a very young age, tough love is still love. And so you got to go out there and tell them exactly and be honest with them. And that's the one thing, the really good players want to be coached. The great ones want to hear the truth. And so we have to tell them the truth. Hey, this was not good enough. This is not up to our standard. Whereas this play is, and so on and so forth. And once it's on tape, it's there for life. And so that has to be something that they're proud of, as a player, that we are proud of as a team. Everything that we put on tape has our name signed to it. So we have to make sure that we're going out there and putting forth our best effort, no matter what the play call or the circumstances or the situation might happen to be.
Coach, I'm going to ask my question in a second, but first, you've been a football coach most of your adult life, but you have the most amazing vocal pipes I have heard. Have you ever done any commercials? That's just created some unbelievable.
No, I'm actually waiting for you guys to bring me on your show at some point permanently. So I'll be the third shoe over there in the corner.
Oh my gosh! Well, anyway, I'm going to rep you, so I'm going to get you some. You can do some.
All right, you got
get
it.
You some vocal spots.
Absolutely,
just kind of impressive. So my question, Dallin Holker, right? So we don't know a lot about this kid, undrafted free agent. So he's not your typical rookie because he went to BYU. So his freshman year in 2018, and then he goes his BYU mission years, comes back, ends up at Colorado State. So we don't, we watched him all during training camp in Irvine, but just give me some insight as to who, this kid and his skill set and what he brings to the table.
He's a dynamic pass catcher, which he showed early on for us during OTAs and so forth. And going through, if you recall, our first preseason game against Arizona, he had some pretty good targets and catches there, and got some good yards after contact. And I'm trying to think, was it north, south, who knows, but it was to my left, and we're going to the far corner of the end zone. He got the ball down to about the plus 4 yard line and possibly could have even lowered his shoulder and got into the end zone. But a guy that had a lot of attention when he came out, and we had to work our tails off to get him to sign with us as an undrafted free agent. He had a lot of teams coming after him, and why people didn't go out there and spend a seventh round or a sixth round draft choice on him was anyone's guess. And so we were very, very fortunate to have him. As luck would have it, we're in pregame drills going into our game against the Niners in the preseason, and he ends up twisting an ankle, which was probably the worst timing for him because he was going to be featured in that game. We're going to try to rest some of the other guys and that type of thing. And so here we are an hour and a half before kickoff, and he hurts his ankle, which took about 3 weeks to get healed up. And he wasn't even actually going out there through practice until the week of the Dallas game was when he's actually able to put on a uniform and go out there and practice again. So as far as his and you guys know, as a rookie, those reps are just invaluable. And so to get full speed reps and live reps and things like that were just invaluable. So I felt, and I think we all felt, he kind of got cheated out of two preseason games where he really could have gotten his feet wet and kind of figure out the whole speed of the game and how to drop his pads and do things that maybe he wasn't asked to do back in college ball. And so it kind of slowed down his growth process. But as soon as when Taysom had his injury, it becomes the next man up mentality, and he was the next man up. And going through the week of practice, we had some things designed for personnel groups and things of that nature, and to where he was going to be featured. But as we've stated, sometimes the game plan doesn't have a chance to kind of play itself out, and so you're kind of forced to deal the hand that you have. But he's a guy that I'm very excited about, very high on. I know his teammates are too, and I think he's a guy that as the time progresses and he's able to get back on track with his growth and everything else, I think he's going to be someone that I think we're all going to like to watch here down the road.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. I'm thinking like movie trailer tonight in New Orleans. So I'll work on that.
If you can be my agent, let me know. We can have a package deal.
Got it. You guys get it done in Atlanta, and we appreciate your time. Thanks, Coach.
All right, pal. Thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.